Welcome to the Loving Relationships Training Online. And in this first section, we would like to discuss the current status of your relationship. So, Sandra Ray, why is it so important that people get clear on the current status of their relationship?
Well, they may be in the type of relationship they don't really want. Maybe they never thought about it. They just took what came along. And maybe it's not what they really want. So they have to look at it. Like, I know one guy stood up and he said, "I'm really bored." And then he said to me, "I'm really surprised that came out of me. I didn't realize I was bored in a relationship until he stood up and, you know, confessed it. It just came out of him." So it's important to really know if you're in the right kind of relationship that you want or if you want to change it.
Yeah, so I guess the premise would be that if you don't know what it is you want and if you're not looking at what it actually is that you have, then you can't change. You just go plodding along at the same old thing.
Right. And some people, you know, they're afraid to get in a relationship because they're afraid to be hurt. Other people are afraid to leave the relationship because they're afraid of being alone. Other people aren't at all in what they really want. They're just tolerating what they have.
Yeah, so in this loving relationships training, it's all about being conscious about conceiving your relationship and maintaining your relationship. So how would you say that that has an impact, being conscious on the status of your relationship?
I would say being conscious is the most important thing. First of all, let's look at our relationships and let's look at to see if they're just the way we want them. I know for me, I used to be in a lot of different types of relationships. First, I was married for 7 years, but I was too young. I didn't really understand how to have a loving relationship. So I got divorced, and then I started dating a lot of different men, and I was in relationships 2 years, and then I'd move on to another one, and I never stopped to think, is this what I really want? I just kind of went along with what happened. That's what I did. And this went on for a long time, and then I thought, no, I don't really like this. So then I decided to be alone for a lot of years till I could get really clear. And after a number of years, I sat down and I really thought about it, and I decided very clearly with a strong intention that I wanted a holy relationship in this incarnation. And so I finally decided I wasn't going to settle for anything less than that. And then I had that intention and I manifested it. But it was kind of late in life that I really faced what I really wanted.
Well, wouldn't you say too often when we're young, we're not so conscious about why we join with people and why we get in relationships with the one we're in the relationship with?
Right, but sometimes, you know, when you're young, it's good to have different experiences. So I don't regret dating different men during those years. And but there is a point where you are mature enough to decide what is it that you want permanently.
And I think the whole point of this section is to get clear on what it is, the kind of relationship you're in, and see if it's something that you've really thought about and formulated for yourself, or are you under the expectations and the patterns of your family, which we'll get into much more later in this training.
Right, like some people are, you know, getting married and having children because their parents want grandchildren, and they don't even want children, but they're just going along with what their parents want.
Or maybe they think they want them, but what the real pressure is on them is from the rest of the family to have the children in the first place.
Right, could be that. So it's good to sit down and think, what do I want? And if I could have whatever I want, what would it be? So we support people getting exactly what they want, but they have to have the intention and the clarity in their mind what they want.
Well, we watched a movie on the Buddha last night, and you know, there was a point where he was a prince in this kingdom, and he even had a wife and a child. And then he decided that enlightenment was the priority in his life. And that even transcended his marriage. So I'm not saying you have to be that drastic about it, but What we're saying in this section is that you have to be really clear about why you're together and what is your main reason, what's the purpose of your relationship, and this is what we would call the status of your relationship.
You know, we meet a lot of couples, well, one or both secretly wants to be divorced, and they don't do anything about it because they're afraid. So they're afraid they'll be alone and they don't know how to create a new partner. Of course, we could teach them how to create a new partner easily, but they're afraid to leave the marriage. Or we have people that are single and then they're afraid to get in a relationship, but they really want to be in one. And so they're not giving themselves what they want. And we see this all the time, that people are not creating exactly what they want. So we want to help people create exactly what they want.
Yeah, and there are couples who really want to be together, but they haven't really looked at what is the highest thought or the highest purpose of their relationship together. So they have a lot of potential, but they haven't really tapped into it. And maybe they're just living their relationship like their parents lived their relationship. And what they'd really like to do is be a mountain climber or invent something that's going to help humanity or something like that, or do something as a project together, but they haven't really given the space and the energy to explore these other areas, these other possibilities. But, you know, if they stay together and they consider these things, their whole relationship could change on a dime.
And of course, I think the good relationships that we've seen is the couple were together because they wanted to be, both of them equally wanted to be there as much as the other. And they had a mission together. Maybe they had the same kind of work and that was their mission. Or if they had different careers, they had a side mission where they were serving humanity together. And those couples have deep meaning in their life.
Well, our Master Babaji says that truth, simplicity, love, and service are the four formulas for happiness. And when we got together, we knew that we were brought together by a spiritual purpose and that we were together for the evolution of our own souls. And this became kind of the status of our relationship. And it's remained the status for the last 10 years since we've been married. So we were really clear on that purpose from the beginning. So in this section, we're asking people to look at the status of their relationship and see what it is that's actually there and what it is they would like in a relationship.
Right, and that's why the next section has to do with goals, how they want their future relationship to be.
Yeah, but before we can get to the goals, we have to be brutally honest about what it is we have right now.
Right, so that's the importance of this section, being brutally honest.
Okay, and we've put together a little worksheet for you, and I think if you read that over, and there's five major points that you can really be clear about what is this current status of your relationship, and how can we move from that place into something that might be higher or more purposeful for you.
Right.
Thank you.